Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Racer's Mindset. I am your host, Brad Gephardt. With me on the line, my co-host, Andrew Hobson, otherwise known as Hoppo. Hoppo, how's it going?
Not too bad. How are you today?
I'm not doing too bad, man.
Sunny, warm Canada.
It was not warm. It was not sunny. It was snowing this morning. But I tell you what, I watched the story from the guest that we're about to introduce. And that is none other than Matt Zemitra. And like he's at the gym at 5 o'clock in the morning. He's getting his movement in. He's got better mobility than I do. And even though I was faced with a blizzard full of snow, I went out there and I got my steps in. I ran 2 miles this morning. And then I did a garage workout. The man, the myth, the legend, Matt, how's it going?
What's going on, guys? I am so excited, and I appreciate you guys having me on. I'm super freaking pumped to dive into it.
All the way from St. Louis, Missouri, is what my fiance called it, but it's Missouri. It's a flyover state if you've ever seen one before, but there's just some good old, like home cooking, Midwestern people there that are just the salty of the earth, not the least of which being Andy fucking Frisella, a guy who absolutely crushes it. The whole tie in of how I got to where I'm at right now. We're going to get to that is Andy Frisella. And first form, you're a first form representative. You work there. You're at HQ every morning getting in the, putting in the work, getting your sweat on, and then going to work. tell us how we got from where you're at to where you're at now.
No, I love it. I think the weather, the Midwest has treated me well since I moved here from Massachusetts, but it's been a wild ride, right? Like it's been even kind of alluding to the day-to-day processes of hitting up the gym to begin with. And, I think getting in the gym or getting some early morning movement always helps me personally from the mental side of things and just really prepping for the day. I think we all have to be selfish in some shape, way or form, for some self love and, you know, all those good things. So I like to get that out early in the day. So yeah, man, I appreciate that. You know, all my stories, you know, all those good things, posting all that good stuff, but yeah, getting in the movement to begin with, but, and then kind of crush the rest of the day and pay attention to where I have to, you know, the rest of the day. So, but yeah, it's been some crazy stuff in the past for sure.
Fair enough. Well, I don't want to get too far into this without asking you, where can people follow along on social? You're super active on social, and that's one of the things that we're going to talk about on this podcast, not only on Instagram, but also Facebook.
Yeah, so my Instagram handle is Matt Zemitra, so MattZemetra. You guys can give me a follow there. I'm super active on IG. I'll give you a follow back. I love everything from moto, endurance, mindset, all that good stuff. So you guys ever want to chop it up in the DMs, I'm totally for that. And then Facebook as well, Matthew Zemitra, MattZemetra.
Real man. So Hoppo, like you're a guy who can identify a hardworking, consistent individual pretty easily. And when it comes to Matt, like it's pretty easy to see that this guy does the work on a consistent basis. He's elevated himself and he's been on a long journey. What was the first thing that sort of stuck out to you about Matt that made you want him to be a guest on this podcast? That he basically walks the walk, talks the talk, the whole nine yards.
Well, I mean, basically, Matt and I met through you, basically. So him and I conversed back and forth for a little while, and then we followed each other on social media. And
the audio people didn't see me.
I noticed that. I mean, well, you know, you are Canadian. He was a moto guy, so there's always that instant connection right there, right? And anyone that can ride a dirt bike is, you know, we're all friends. And I noticed, I mean, for one, he worked for First Form, so he knew what strength and training, nutrition, and what that takes to, you know, to be in that type of environment and industry. And then another thing was that he wasn't afraid to bare himself. You know, he would post gym workouts, no shirt, you know, wasn't afraid to show a side of him that I think some people will go, well, I don't like that, but to the one guy, I think that's the hook or the net that I need to make a change, where he was, you know, he's not afraid of being vulnerable and putting himself out there, which, you know, and I need to do that more myself. Like, I need to be down that path. But I applaud him for that. And again, he rides motor, man. What else can we say?
Absolutely. No, the guy loves to get his knobbies dirty on as frequently as a base as you can, living in a state that does get winter. And I understand that way too much, coming from the House of Cold, the place that actually got some snow today here on the April 19th. But Matt, there's something to be said for putting yourself out there on a regular basis, doing the work consistently. And this is something that I talked about with Zune as well, is there's a lot of people who talk about working in silence and basically like doing that sort of thing. And that can be good, but it's another thing to be able to basically call yourself out on a daily basis to basically continue to adhere to this sort of frequency that you're able to do, which is putting out that post first thing in the morning when you're rolling into HQ. Yes, the repetitive, but that's fitness. Fitness is repetitive. Fitness is doing the small things every single day. You've bought into that. How'd you come to that?
That's a great question. And Andrew, I appreciate that, brother. I think as a whole, right, there's a set of core values that you learn to live with in your life. And, you know, social media and the day and age that we really work in, we live in, it's all around us. And, you know, I think growing up, I think we, you know, all the listeners, you know, I'm sure you have idols and individuals that you look up to for inspiration, whether it's in the moto industry or different parts of the world, you know, whether it's your parents or any of those things. So leading by example is a huge core value that I live with in my personal life. You know, I can't, you know, tell something to somebody. And as a guy, I really view and honor my word. Like, if I'm going to stick to something, I'll stick to it. If I'm not going to do it, then I'm not going to, you know, stick to it, right? Like, my word is everything. And I've really learned that over time, you know. So to that point, like, leading by example is a huge core value that I live by, right? So there's two pieces of living by example, or leading by example. Yes, in the silence, right? Like, you're in your own head, you're in your day-to-day basis, like all these different pieces, which I encourage you to do that. You know, I encourage any of the listeners, you know, us on this call, to, you know, live out our lives to find that true fulfillment and happiness, right? And then the other piece of leading by example is also showcasing that. Well, how can we showcase that, right? So, you know, obviously in person, the people that you're surrounded with, the family parties, the everything that you're doing, they're going to see the changes in your mindset, in your body, all these different pieces through in-person conversation events, right? But then there's also social media, which is a huge, huge impact and can create impact and connection and community through a lot of different pieces. So for myself, over the last years, you know, obviously going through a lot of changes in my life and in different pieces. If you guys, you know, end up following me on social, or see it, you know, I've lost 45 pounds of over, you know, weight, and developed a lot of bad and unhealthy habits through closing down a business, moving around a country, you know, a lot of stuff personally to myself. And the reason that I show those things on social media is not to be boisterous in any shape, way, or form, but to lead by example, stay true to my word, and also, you know, show others that you can do it too. You know, where I come from in the past, and, you know, steps to take forward, moving forward. So that's why I showcase on my stories on social media, not only the past, the present, and the day-to-day actions to, you know, take those steps forward, and honestly, where I'm going, and to connect that, you know, vision for the future.
No, and there's some powerful things in there that we're going to kind of unpack here. But I think there's a huge misconception to a lot of people who sort of chase after success, or what their idea of success is that it takes these like monumental, huge, like leaps forward every single day, or they need to in 1 month, they need to go from there to there. It's literally, it's daily, it's hourly, it's making those decisions to consistently move the needle forward every last little bit, whether it's the power list or a prize fighter day or whatever you happen to be following. It's about continuously making the right decision, moving yourself forward. And maybe you can dig into like your story a little bit more, like the business that you ran, the challenges that you took on, and ultimately things that you were successful with and things that ultimately you fell short on, but you're better for it.
Yeah. So, painting a little bit of a picture here. So, When I was 19, I ended up, who knows what they want to do in high school, right? Who knows what they want to do after, when you're younger.
Also, just trying to go to the States. He's like, Australia sucks.
Oh, man,
too many.
I'm 53 and I still haven't worked that out. Come on.
But I think your path, you're guided in your path through your experiences, right? And, through growing up, I grew up with a father, who was my best friend at the time. And, he was in, drag racing. He was on a drag racing team professionally and, loved him to death, right? So I kind of grew up in that, kind of grew up in the automotive industry. So kind of to shorten, sweet here, moved out when I was 19 and I took on a professional automotive career. Ended up moving to Florida, working for a performance team there, lived in Orlando, and then, ended up moving to LA, California and worked for another team type company out there as well in the performance industry, aftermarket parts scene. And, I loved it, learned a ton, also failed a ton. And then I wanted to take a stab for it on my own, right? So ended up opening a little, shop, essentially a little fabrication shop, kind of parts reselling, opportunity. And, that lasted for some good time. And I guess through this process and to, kind of recap here, I went through a lot of family issues. My father ended up passing away in 2018 from cancer. And it was a major reason that I ended up closing down the business. And essentially after that, I moved back to Massachusetts where I originally had grown up and, developed a lot of unhealthy habits, meaning like, not only alcohol consumption, but, vices in my life that I was letting consume my, being where I wasn't really taking responsibility for my actions. Right. So, that's a little bit of the background there, within that, but, so I ended up gaining 45 pounds of over unhealthy weight, through my eating habits and all these different pieces. Through this conversation, obviously first form, guy now, but, I ended up connecting the dots from Andy Frisella and 75 Hard and first form. Well, one day when I this is a no BS, story here, but, I literally Googled.
I was about to say, I think there's a day that happened where like either we hit rock bottom or we heard the right voice at the right time and made a change. Tell me about that.
It was crazy because, I always knew about Andy and, Andy Frisella and whatnot. And through my business, I had Googled, like how to run a business, right? And, found out about Andy, followed the MFCO project, his original business podcast. Well, when I closed down the business, I went back to Massachusetts. I don't know really what it was. I think it was, I was, working a type of a role at the time with engineering where I was able to get off at noontime. And I remember one day specifically where it was like the middle of summer. I got off of work at like noon and I literally started cracking beer at like 1 o'clock. And, I got through that day and then the next day happened and I was like, this isn't me. I was like, holy shit, this isn't me, man. Like this isn't what I'm meant to be. This isn't who I'm supposed to be. My dad at that time had passed away dealing with a lot of stuff with my family and emotionally. And, I don't know what it was. But I, by the grace of God, I came across 75 Hard when it originally, it originally kind of the first couple months it came out. And, I just,
do you remember
decided
the
to do
podcast
75 Hard.
Where he had James Lawrence on and he basically came up with it on the spot?
I do. Yeah. It was wild, man. But it came to me in that moment, and it was such a pivotal freaking moment in my life.
No doubt. Like, for those who don't know, the MFCEO Project is a podcast that was started by Andy Frisella back in 2015, if I'm not mistaken. I actually had him on my podcast in 2017. And there's a couple of episodes that really stick out to me. Episode 107, which is the Win the Day podcast. I probably listen to it on a weekly basis. It's one of the most powerful pieces of audio that I've ever listened to as far as resetting yourself and getting yourself charged up to absolutely win the day. And if you can win one day, win tomorrow, put some wins together. You might even win a week. You might win a month. Heck, you might win a year. And also that how to start a business for like $10. I can't remember who it was that he had it on there, but it was basically like this guy like ran through it was over an hour. He basically said like, you want to start a business about watch straps? Google watch straps, find someone like, and literally you can have a Shopify store open in like 10 minutes. But yeah, that one is really good as well. But there's a specific episode. I will link it into the description of this podcast. But he had on James Lawrence, which is, he's a Calgary Albertan. He's a Canadian, and he did 50 Ironmans in 50 days in 50 states. That, like, put, just digest that for a second. And so this guy, and then he's also gone on to do the, he was like basically the Impossible 100, where he did 100 Ironmans in 100 days and then backed that up by doing another one after the final one. But so after he did the 50 and 50, Andy had him on his show and he was basically explaining this. Basically, I did this day after day after day. And Andy on the spot just goes like, I just had an idea. It's basically the power list. And thrown some extra stuff in there with like outside workouts, indoor workouts, you name it. And it's 75 days and it's evolved and taken on some new forms. There's now phases to it. But it's literally a mental fit. It's not a fitness challenge. It's a mental toughness challenge that will literally, like, it will challenge you every single day, whether it's remembering to drink your water, whether it's remembering to take your progress photo, whether like it's, like you think the hardest thing is going to be the workouts. You are wrong. You are so wrong. It, like, because I've literally been standing in my bathroom at 11:59, being like, I can't go to bed until I take this photo, or I'm just chugging water at the end of the day to make sure I get my water in. Because if you don't do one of those things, 75 hard is over, and you start from the very beginning. If you don't read your 10 pages, and like many have found out, audiobooks also don't count. You got to read those 10 pages. Can you do it? It sounds easy. It sounds easy. I honestly want to pull it up right now and basically just run it down what 75 hard is. I highly recommend everyone go and do it. But all the rules that are in there, none of those things are impossible, but can you do all of them, and can you do them for 75 days straight? If you do, you're a different person at the end, like the person that we see at the end, on the other side of this call, a guy who at one point was taking a gym selfie at a Planet Fitness is now absolutely shredded like lettuce, doing so at the first form. Like, you changed your life. And that, like, that is super powerful. Anyone who's has been able to do something like that, if they're able to reverse engineer that and actually turn that into something that they can pass on to others, that's what we're doing here today. So dive into that a little bit more if you can.
Yeah, no, and I really appreciate that. I think off of 75 hard and connecting the dots, it really transpired for me, in a vault, right? And I think, you know, life is an evolution of self and happiness and fulfillment. Off of that, changing those things for myself. Look, I'll always be a gearhead. I'll always be a nerd. I freaking love that. you know, it's a hyper passion for me. But ultimately I had such a major impact in my life that, you know, I'll just be straight up here. There was some really, really rough days, in that time, and pulling myself out of that. I mean, think of the lowest point, you know, for everybody listening, think of the lowest point that you've ever been through in your life. And thinking that nobody's there, to listen to you or, you know, a pathway out of it. Like, I was there. So I definitely understand those moments in life. Financially, your health and fitness, I mean, everything, right? And I was able to pull myself out of it through this, and I did it for myself in a selfish way. But, you know, I didn't know if I could get through it or not, but I did. And I evolved into the person that I am today, you know, years later. And that's why I lead by example on social. That's kind of the messaging earlier today where, you know, now I can go out there and say, hey, I was here. Now, you know, this is where I am now. And, you know, you can take steps like through the power list, through the day-to-day actions, through the consistency every single day. That's really going to evolve yourself. And when I have the, you know, messages of, man, like, you know, I seen that win today. I was able to get a couple pounds down, or I was able to get a little bit faster on the track, or a little less tired, or I worked on my finances, you know, and I get those types of messages, or like, that is what truly is fulfilling for me in my life, through, you know, giving back to other people and leading by example. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's not just, you know, it is a self-reflection on myself and into the future. But it's ultimately making the world and the community a better freaking place. You know, the world is a messed up place, and there's a lot of information out there, and that's why I do what I do on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, amen, brother. And yeah, there's a ton
That's awesome.
of work that goes into it. Hoppo, like, what was that sort of aha moment for you, man? Because, like, I know you've been a hardworking guy for a long period of time, but you didn't always just sign yourself up for 100-mile-long bike rides or start to move toward the professional development side of things. What was it that brought you over to that side of things?
Matt and I's story are very similar in ways, like almost parallel to some extent. But, you know, for me, the biggest change, well, I mean, there was a few when I really look back and then again, you know, 20, 30 pounds overweight, what do you do? And you only know what you know, right? That's it.
Right.
You can't out-train a bad diet and you only know what you know. I mean, I guess, you know, back in Australia, one of those, when I had a business and it was going terrible, I was over it. You know, that was a massive turning moment. Coming back to the US, and then I got back here, and then it wasn't as what it seemed or what it was back in 2004. That job didn't go quite planned. Next thing I know, I was unemployed. And it's like, what do you do? Like, you're just sitting there, and it's like, man, where do you go? Who do you turn to? Who do you trust? So, you know, that there's a few key moments there. Again, you know, that day when I sat in the lounge, I just went, fuck, what am I going to do? I've just moved back to this country. You know, I've been told that we're going to move because green cards weren't approved and all this sort of stuff. I mean, I think that's the time when you when your back's against the wall and you really have to go inside to find that path, right? It might not be clear, but you know you've got to – whatever you're doing is not working, so you have to change. So then, you know, it's taken me 3.5 years to get to this point now. And it doesn't seem like much on paper at times, but when you look back, you go, that's massive. You know, from, again, even last year, you know, you can't out-train a bad diet. I lost 20 pounds at the end of the year. And it wasn't that I was, I just wasn't tracking what I ate. Now we track our finances. We track, you know, you don't put oil in the car, you get a problem. You don't do this, you don't do that. And we don't do enough of it to ourselves, I believe. That's where we just have to help each other and just try and be open about it.
Yeah, the closer you pay attention to what's going in and out of your body, and honestly, you get a lot of answers as to how you're feeling when you're like, you can actually look at it. You're like, when I'm eating a bunch of crap and I feel like crap, huh? But I guess that's where we can sort of talk a little bit about supplementation with Matt. There's a ton of stuff that you're using on a weekly basis, most sometimes even on a daily basis. What are some of those first form supplements that are hitting home for you?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing as far as a supplement goes, and I think I, you know, to the point, you know, Andrew and as a whole, right? You have to be able to measure and manage. You know, if you can't measure it,
right,
it's not manageable. You know, same thing with finances, what you're intaking in your body, all those different pieces there. So, you know, for myself, I think it really comes down to, you know, tracking food or tracking what I'm really taking into my body. Always hyper focusing on whole foods first, you know, and I'd say the biggest key pieces here are, you know, calories and protein, right? So from a supplemental standpoint, you know, towards my goals and just to kind of highlight some of these things. One, if I can't get in my protein on a day-to-day basis from a whole food standpoint, you know, within my meals, I'll supplement, you know, through with a protein. You know, specifically getting a lot of my protein from a post-workout recovery type protein where it's a fast reducing whey isolate. That helps me hit my protein numbers. It's very key for me. I don't work out without that. Additionally, it helps me recover. It helps me stay on point with my, you know, training and everything that I have to do. On top of that, my day-to-day micronutrients that are really, you know, helping me fill my known and unknown gaps through, you know, my vegetables, my fruits, everything else that I have from a whole food standpoint as well. And then really, I would say like omega-3s. Omega-3s, I think, are really underrated for heart, brain health, joint mobility, a lot of the different pieces there, good healthy fats. Are some of my key products that I really go to on a day-to-day basis. Some of the, you know, lighter things that I might be incorporating are just good healthy snack options, right? Like, whether I'm traveling or at the snack, on the go or throughout the office, like meat sticks, bars, things like that, but always focused on protein, my omega-3s, micronutrients, sometimes, put in some creatine, beyond a creatine, cycle or whatnot. But besides that, I would say that some of those are the key pieces.
Yeah, certainly. And from a
Yeah,
guy who does a
exactly.
fair bit
I
of
agree.
traveling, it's yeah, eating well and eating clean when you're traveling is very difficult. What were you gonna say there, Hopio?
I was going to say, yeah, like I'm getting ready to travel tomorrow, right? So I'm going to go to the store and, be very cautious, know that I'm flying all day. And you don't want to, there's nothing worse than being stuck in an airport and all there is processed packaged food. It's no good. You have to be prepared.
Are you prepared for this 100 mile long mountain bike or bike ride that you've that you're coordinating that you haven't
Well,
done nearly enough
so
yet?
I have not done enough miles lately, and I'm away next week, so I'm not going to be able to pedal next week. So, but my good friend Timmy Wiegand did it yesterday, and he said to me this morning, that was the worst fucking thing I've ever done in my life. Now, for
Perfect.
Timmy Wiegand to
How
say
is
that,
Timmy?
we're in
It's
some
Timmy
trouble.
Wiegand, right? Like he used to race
Yeah,
professionally.
I don't know.
Whatever.
I just know that he's big in China. That's all, because he's so small.
Okay. Yeah. Either way, you sound like you're about as prepared for that race as I was for the Gypsy 500. I was feeling it by the end of that day. Matt, you raced the 500 as well. You and I already we agreed I was not ready for that, and I need to come down to into misery. It'll be misery when I get there to go train and prepare a little more for the Gypsy South. But yeah, like Matt, tell me a little bit about training and sort of how that fits into motocross and how motocross also fits into your training.
That's a great question, right? And I think that with training, we look at the gym, we look at the active lifestyle. We have to understand first the why and why are we doing things that we're doing, or why are we developing the training that we're doing, or why are we developing the systems of the day-to-day actions that we're doing, right? So, for me, obviously motocross, action sports, I freaking love it. I would say how it fits into my life is something that I love to do. It's something that it truly brings me passion and fulfillment on the weekend. So why not be a better athlete? Why not, do those things? Well, how are we going to do those things? Okay. Well, I have to train in the gym. I have to make sure I focus on my rest and recovery. I have to make sure I have my nutrition on point, like all these different pieces where, I can't just think I'm going to perform like an athlete if I don't train, recover, eat like an athlete, right? And that's a huge piece that I think is, might be missing or misunderstood in some instances. Essentially what I do, I've created a training program for myself that incorporates, a facet of cardio, strength training, agility work, mobility work, stay consistent on that. But then additionally, looking at my nutrition, making sure I'm tracking my nutrition, what I'm bringing in my body. And it helps me reflect, right? Because when I develop these things, we kind of work down this pathway. If I change things up, okay, well, let's do these things to perform for X or this event that I'm going to, like the Gypsy or, different events that we're doing. So you develop these things and then, through that, weeks and months through that process, you're able to self-reflect and see what you have to change or move forward, whether it is, diet, rest, recovery, training in the gym, what's really working for you, what's not working for you. But, to your point of, my black eye, ended up having a spill this past weekend for the listeners. And, I really honestly attest that major crash, to not being as injured as I was to my training, rest, recovery, mobility, where I wasn't as, I didn't pull anything. I didn't break anything. Didn't dislocate a shoulder, but ripped my fender off, broke my exhaust, bent my handlebars, all these different pieces. That is a legitimate world life, real life scenario. So that's why I incorporate a lot of the, pieces in my lifestyle that I do and how I incorporate it.
Certainly, the mobility is one of the
It's
most important things,
never
especially when you're
fun.
hitting the ground like that.
It's never fun running out of talent. I can tell you that from experience.
No, it's not. But here's what I
It's
will
never
say
fun
though,
running out of
Matt,
talent.
like hats off to you for continuing to push yourself and not only get better in the gym, but also get better on the track. Like we're not lowering our lap times unless we get a little sketchy sometimes and push that envelope. Like, let's talk about a little bit about goal setting. And yeah, like you might set your sights on something that, is maybe not so, not maybe I wouldn't call it far-fetched, but, can be difficult at times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think it's important, to challenge yourself. I mean, one, like goal setting, how I really approach this or look at this, you know, you have to have some type of time frame, whether it's 8 weeks, whether it's 8 months, right? Like you have to have some type of time frame to reverse engineer what you're going to be doing in that training regimen, whether it's an event, whether it's, you know, you're working your way up with your skill building, you know, to Andrew's point, any of those different pieces, right? So that's one piece, one component to it. Another component is how am I measuring what I'm doing on a day-to-day basis? Meaning like using my nutrition, you know, calculator and app, you know, the first form app, or, you know, how am I training every single day, you know, and developing those things. So setting up those goals, I really look at that time or event. But additionally, it kind of comes down to a granular, you know, scale into a day-to-day basis, right? So we can kind of reverse engineer what we have to do week one, two, so on and so forth into the, you know, training side of things. But then additionally, it looks at, okay, well, what do I have to do on a day-to-day basis, right? And we know consistency is really the key here. For all the listeners, we have to build out consistency on our day-to-day actions to be able to hit our goals. Also, there's a key component of self-reflection in that and being brutally honest with yourself through the actions that you're taking. It's cool to set goals. It's cool to set dreams. But if we're not taking action on it, we're never going to get to those goals, right? Because if we're not taking action and learning and self-reflecting and being able to pivot, maneuver, build upon that, we're never going to be able to take steps forward. So it's a huge piece in the day-to-day action side of things to build out that consistency moving forward. So for myself, build out those goals, timelines, have those measurables inside of there. But then additionally, on the day-to-day basis, I have 5 critical tasks that I have to accomplish every single day to move my essentially life forward, my action steps forward. You know, I call it the power list. But inside of that too, there is some, very important pieces with nutrition and training and things like that to hit some of my goals.
Fair enough. Yeah. No, the power list has been extremely, beneficial to me. Like Hoppo, what is it? Like I use the power list. I know Matt does. What is it that you put into practice on a regular basis, that keeps you on track, that allows you to continue to track things and actually get a metric of basically like a roadmap of are we on track? Are we moving to where we need to be?
I mean, I basically, I call it a blueprint. So I have a blueprint that I stick to. You know, as we spoke before, like my one non-negotiable every day is I ride a bicycle for minimum 1 hour. That's my first. Usually I'm up around 5. My schedule changes a little bit. Sometimes I like to read for a few, for 20, 30 minutes of a morning. Sometimes I might exercise. I'm in between gyms at the moment. But mine, and then, you know, I'm pretty connected on a Garmin. So I look at all my stats in the morning. I know exactly my rest and heart rate. I know exactly where I am with sleep, stress, like all those key metrics that that watch records overnight and through the day. I'm looking at stress scores. I look at HRV, sweat rate calculators. Like I know where when to train hard, when to not. Again, the next big thing is obviously nutrition. As Matt mentioned, whole foods all the way through. You know, pretty much no alcohol at in this point in my life. Again, and always pushing. You know, like I got power meters on bicycles. I got Strava. I'm looking at PRs. I'm looking at segments. I'm looking at wattage. And the same goes for motorcycles. You know, we all have apps, Lit Pro or whatever. I haven't ridden a motorcycle as much this year as I planned. But again, you're looking at all those metrics again. Where can I prove? What can I do? And then the biggest thing is, what am I going to give up to attain those? Like right now, I've plateaued on a bicycle. I need more miles. What am I going to give up?
There you go.
That's where I'm at with a bicycle.
And
right
ultimately,
now,
it comes riding down to discipline.
Bicycles, but I love riding motorcycles more.
Yeah. No, it comes down to discipline. And we were talking about 75 hard is one of the rules in there is no alcohol, period. Zero. Not I can have it on the weekends. No, I can just have one after hockey. And I've done 75 hard. I don't like, I don't, anybody's aware, but I play summer and winter hockey. I'm on the ice minimum 55 times a year, and that's 55 opportunities to go for a beer afterwards or drink in the locker room. And yeah, everyone, like, I've had to bring beer to a game I'm not allowed to drink at. Like, 'cause everyone takes their turn, everyone brings an 18 pack, and the thing is gone before anyone leaves the dressing room. So, yeah, and I've had to be that guy who just like hands them out and you guys enjoy. But it comes down to this discipline, because do I want to finish 75 hard, or do I want to get to where my fitness goal is, or do I want to have a beer right now? It's making those conscious decisions. And Matt, I know you can connect with that as well.
Yeah, I think that is an amazing point to bring up, Andrew. And the thing is there is a cost to everything. Meaning like, okay, well, if I'm going to stay, there's two, think of two versions, right? Okay, I'm staying super disciplined. I'm hammering down on my power list. I'm hammering down towards my goals. Okay, well, maybe there's a cost from time with your family. Maybe you're getting up earlier. Maybe there's different things in that lifestyle that there is a cost associated to that, right? But on the flip side of it, maybe, you're getting home, you're drinking, maybe all these different pieces. Well, what are the effects of that and what is the cost behind that? Maybe you're not going to get to your financial goals as quickly as you possibly can. Maybe you're not going to hit your, physical goals or mental goals or any of these different things that you possibly can. So there's a cost associated to that, right? So both pieces, there is a cost. And you have to, that's where you're being brutally honest with yourself of saying, hey, what can I commit to? What do I want to do? And, how fast do I want to get there? Or how slow do I want to get there? And understand the cost behind those things and those decisions and be comfortable and cautious and conscious of those decisions and those costs. Because every single day when I go to bed and I'm like, hey, I am living every single day to the best of my possible ability. If I, I don't know if this will ever happen, Andy, if you're listening, but, if I get fired or, any of the different pieces with my career or, if I lose something, I'm at peace with that in my heart because I know that I am doing everything that I possibly can do to move my life forward to those directions, right? And I think that your cost and your decisions on a day-to-day basis, you have to be cautious, aware of, and comfortable with every single day and aware of that, right? So big piece.
Yeah,
Yeah, I think
absolutely.
that some of that, like what you touched on right there and how you explained and your vision, I mean, that comes from either you call it your 5 points or I call it my blueprint or whatever it is. It's your path, your destination, where you want to go from A to B. Once you take that step, the path illuminates, you know where you're going to go. Everything else just kind of tends to become white noise on the side and just falls off. Like you said, if for some unforeseen reason you lose your job or whatever happens, you're like, I'm okay with it because this is where I'm going anyway. That's just a byproduct, or that was a leverage tool that got me here. Or, I'm looking at other ways to go, well, it's okay. It's just part of my path. It's part of my history. It's part of me. And it's just another page in the book. It's not so detrimental that that happened. It's just like, all right, now I just go 3 degrees this way. And then that's just around the path and over the hill or whatever it is. So I think that, as long as you have that roadmap, you've got your blueprint, you know where you're going. That's the main thing. That's
I
it.
think you're
1,000%
totally
percent.
right. I
Everything
think
else
one of the
is
things that
all
always kind of sticks out
inside.
to me is, over time, like for someone who's very new on a journey like this, or they're just starting out, we're looking for some goals. Like every setback is going to feel detrimental. It's going to feel like the world's coming down. But here's what you realize is once you've been at this for a while, you realize that there's not a single year that goes by without some sort of setback, something that goes not the way you planned, and that in the end you were all right. You moved forward, you healed, you were able to get back on track, and right the ship. And I think it does take some experience and it takes time, but at the same time, you can learn from those who have done it before that like there is tomorrow as far as being able to bounce back from stuff, whether you work for a company that doesn't respect you, doesn't appreciate you, doesn't put you in the position to be successful. Maybe you switch that on its ear and you're able to, yeah, okay, that was hurtful, not my favorite thing, but I'm still moving forward, and that might be the best thing for me because now I'm able to focus on what I need to work on, and maybe that list of things that you are taking care of, let that be your rock. It's like, I can control what I can control. I can not drink today. I can get my workout in. I can follow a diet. I can take that progress picture, and I can drink my damn water. And honestly, that's more than 99% of people are doing, and I'm moving myself one step closer to where I want to be. And that's success on any level. Like, literally, whatever you're going for, whether you're trying to be the best first form employee that they've ever seen, over and above the man, the myth, the legend, Andy Frisella, like, make Andy look like a jackass. Or if you're trying to do a fitness competition, or you're trying to have the nicest lawn on your block that people just stop me like, look at that, looks like goddamn carpet right there. It's all transferable. Right. It's the actionable steps every single day. Like Matt, what's on your power list today? Have you clicked everything off, or do you still got some stuff to do?
That's a great question. I got my power list is done. But I have some, so on my power list, I always have, some pieces from my personal development. So I have two skill building, power list action items, you know, and then I have, an acquisition retention side of things for like social media, some things that I do on there. And then I have education on there as well. So I have five critical tasks, you know, and, you know, I constantly reflect, and I think the power list is a guideline. No more than five critical tasks, you know, on there. And it's good to self-reflect and say, hey, is this getting me closer to my goals or further away from my goals? You know, and you can switch right. those things up. But that's where you be brutally honest with your power list. You know, for me, with skills, it takes reps. It takes time. It takes, hey, I have to do this over and over and over and over again. Think about a squat. You're not good the first time that you do a squat in the gym. You got to do thousands of those suckers to figure out the form, right? So that's why I have two skill building pieces on there. And then the education side of things, I don't think anybody knows everything, right? And I think power, there's knowledge or power in knowledge. And look, I'll be the first one to say, I don't know everything. I know a lot from my experiences and things that I've been through in my life, but I always have education constantly on my mindset, whether it's reading my books, looking into certain things from, you know, different studies or different things that's going on in different industries, kind of being, catching myself around the curve with, you know, social media or whatever the case is. And then, always looking at, you know, how am I building myself, my personal brand and everything that, I care about, you know, to provide that value, kind of like what we touched on earlier in the call, within those side of things. So that power list is, I hold kind of near and dear to my heart. It's something that continues to drive me forward and I self-reflect on, but, nothing but, good points. I freaking love it. And
no, it's true.
A good piece to highlight here too is, think about the decisions that you make on a day-to-day basis. You make hundreds, if not hundreds of thousands of decisions every single day. What time to get up? Do I hit the snooze button? Right? So on and so forth. What time do I go to bed? You know, throughout your day, you're making thousands of decisions. One bad decision is not, don't let that affect the next decision that you're going to make. You know, take a pause, take a breath. Sometimes when I have a tough day or I'm working through a tough situation, I'll take a pause. I'll self-reflect and come back to my core and be like, hey man, like, what am I here for? What am I doing? Like, what is the purpose of this? Right. And I remind myself of those things. I remind myself of the why, and it helps me make that really next, really great decision. Especially to be able to pivot where you don't just ruin your whole day from one decision.
Usually, 20 burpees will solve all those problems for you. Yeah.
Definitely can. And yeah, who hasn't like slept in on a Sunday and be like, today's ruined. I might as well just bury myself in ice cream to make it worse. So you're like, what?
Yeah. So, Matt, I don't know if we touched on this before, but what is your exact role with First Fall? What is your title?
That's a great
question. What does your day look like with First Fall?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, hype, my role within First Form, yeah, I mean, I guess you could say hype man, but, no, I'm a goober, man. I'm an outgoing dude. I'm a loud person. I'm excited about life, even though how crappy it can be, right? Because I've had a lot of crappy things happen to me in my life, but I value life. But my title within First Form, I am what's called the Legionnaire Coach. So I work with a lot of our affiliates, athletes, individuals that are representation of the brand. So I work with them on a day-to-day basis, which is a lot of freaking fun. Building people, helping people, marinating, brainstorming on different topics. But a day-to-day, I would say schedule. My alarm goes off at 4 o'clock every single morning. And for everybody listening, I think the snooze button is the doorway to failure because every decision that you make is really important, right? So if you set your alarm for 4:30, get up at 4:30. If you can only get up at 5, get up at 5. If you set it for 4:30 and you get up at 5, you've already failed the first task. As soon as I get up, I make my bed, right? And then keep the winning going, keep stacking those wins. But as soon as I get up, I get in the gym, I hit my workout for the day, prepped and ready, and my day really starts at 7, I would say 7 o'clock, anywhere between 7 and 8. And kind of hammer down. My day is really filled with meetings, team meetings, affiliate meetings, working with my individuals that I do work with on a day-to-day basis, and kind of wrap everything up around, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. Sometimes it goes a lot earlier, sometimes it goes a lot later. It just really depends on the day. And I think you have to be able to move, pivot, and work on a figure out again, misalign or frustration comes from misalignment of expectations. So sometimes my day-to-day expectations are a little bit different than what I thought going into it, but that's what makes it fun and interesting and making the world a better place.
All right.
Did you take a breath there?
I don't know. I don't know.
Dude, that's awesome. Well,
He'd rehearse that before.
he might have regurgitated that once or twice before, but Matt, it's been incredible to sort of dive into what makes you tick a little bit, what drives you, what continues allows you to stay motivated and move forward. And motivation is a funny thing. It's you're not always motivated to do it. It's actually maybe even more impactful when you do it when you're not. Talk about that a little bit.
That's a great question. I think something that your motivation only lasts a period of time, right? You're gonna be motivated by something you see on the internet or something that you see quickly, right? But that quickly
Matt's
dies
Instagram
out.
story.
That quickly dies out. Something that I've learned over time is this is where you have to be really honest with yourself. If you know that you have to do things on a day-to-day basis to drive you forward, I want to say 99.9% of the times you ain't gonna want to do that shit. But for me, I know that if I don't do those things, I'm never gonna get to where I want to be as fast as I possibly can be. Now, for me, I know that we all have 24 hours in a day. I know that Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, Andy Frisella, any of your idols, anyone that you look up to has 24 hours in a day, and that sucker's ticking. I'm not getting any younger every single moment, every single day that goes by. So I try to take advantage of everything that I have to do. And that honestly is what pushes me through the times that is struggling or I don't want to do the things that I want to do. And look, I'm human, man. Like I don't want to do half the shit that I have to do on a day-to-day basis or my power list or workout. Sometimes I feel like shit,
Wake up at
and
4:30 in the morning.
It's a big piece, but I know in my heart, if I don't do these things, I'm not going to be a better man. I'm not going to be a better future husband or future dad or any of these different pieces, which is a really powerful thing for me in my heart and allows me to stay consistent every single day for my future and my career and everything that I want to accomplish.
Before we let you go here on Racer's Mindset, give me one nugget of advice that you could have for someone who's going after just about anything, whether they are trying to learn the guitar, trying to get in shape, trying to get ready for the Gypsy 500 East. I'm kind of being selfish on that one. I'm looking for some advice here. Or yeah, or just trying to better themselves. What advice would you give?
That's a great question. I would say some of the biggest pieces that I've learned over time is we don't know everything as humans, right? And reaching out for help is one of the biggest pieces of advice that I can possibly give to anybody, whether it's finding parts for your bike or finding knowledge, some shape, way, or form, Googling stuff, reach out to somebody that you trust. reaching out to somebody that, or for help, right? You're like, you're not alone, man. Like, or, you know, the gals and the guys that are listening to this, like, you're not alone. Reach out to people, that you can seek help from. But additionally, when you're along that journey, stack the freaking wins, man. Like, you know, you're not gonna, it's not a monumental thing every single day. You have to reflect on your day and make sure that you understand what it takes to win that day. The more days in the week that you win the week. The more weeks in the months that you win the month, right? So on and so forth. So stack those wins. It doesn't matter how small that win is or how big that win is. You have to stack the wins to stay consistent and self-reflect on that. So
Yeah. And also keep in
biggest
mind,
pieces that has really, really helped me.
yeah, like one of the things that I tell my fiance all the time is that, like, 'cause we do the power list together, is that she doesn't get a win every day, or like nobody gets a win every day. Even Andy Frisella doesn't get a win every day. But if the score is 4-3 at the end of the week, did you win?
1,000%.
And if by some chance you lose a week, but in a month you won 3 out of 4 weeks. Did we win the month?
1,000%.
If we win 7 months out of 12, did we win the year?
Right.
Like, it's, you know what I mean? Like, it's incremental stuff. Like, the score is the score at the end of the day. And you shouldn't be afraid of failing. In fact, like, the number of things that I've failed at even just this year is pretty long list. And being able to bounce back from that's just going to develop the grit. We're damn close to an hour here, Hoppo. Is it time for these, we're asking the same, every guest is getting the same four questions. Hoppo answered them for me the first episode. Zune got them on the third episode. This is episode 3 of Racer's Mindset. Are you ready, Matt?
I was born ready for this.
Born ready. My high school football coach is like, when he asked me if I'm ready, and I'm like, I don't know. He's like, no, you tell me you're born ready. You're born ready. Get on with that. But let's go here. What is something that you wish you did last year? We ask the tough questions here.
That's a really tough question, because what's something that I wish that I did last year? I'd really say it comes down to something that I want to do, and spoiler alert a little bit here, and something, a lot of times when I want to do things or I self-reflect and maybe I haven't done them yet, I just haven't done them fast enough, right? So
Correct.
last
Yeah, you
year
need
and a
this
lot
could
of
be a, I wish I did more of something.
Right. So something that I am working on, and some pieces in the puzzle here, but like community like racing events, like community things with like the moto community and things like that, is, you know, I went to a lot of events where I race, but I want to go to events where I'm spectating and meeting people and, you know, really developing those relationships. So, you know, probably more of that, just getting out in the front of people, but there's a lot of stuff in the works there.
Fair enough. What book are you currently reading?
That is a great question. Designing the Mind.
Who writes that
Who's
book?
the author?
It's Designing the Mind. I'd have to get back to you on the author.
That's
I believe, yeah.
fair enough. Designing the Mind. What is the next project that you have lined up?
The next project that I have lined up. Depends on what we're identifying as the project, but I would say the Gypsy East is a major project the end of this year. But getting my bike back together by the end of the
That's a
May, by end of
project.
May,
Yeah.
is a huge project for myself.
What's the Gypsy East? Elaborate.
Well, the Gypsy East, the Gypsy 500 was a fun endurance race that is not so fun
Right.
if you're not in shape for it. It's 8 hours long. The gate drops, or there isn't really much of a gate, but the green flag goes up at 8 o'clock in the morning. It does not go down until 8 hours have gone by, 8.5 hours, in fact. It'll be 4 o'clock,
Oh, yeah.
4:20 that goes
So,
by.
I guess, is there another one, or just
There's another one,
is
yeah,
there
at the
a
Shoals.
east and a west?
Yes, there's an east, and there's going to be one on the west, and there was we already had one on the west. or taking it to the Shoals MX, which is just outside of Greenville, South Carolina. Yeah, it's going to be one hell of a race.
When is it?
December 7th.
When is it? December 7th. Same weekend as Well Vet.
That's right. No, that's November 7th.
No, sorry. November 7th.
No, I have to actually get myself in shape for World Vet. That way I know I'll be in shape for the Gypsy.
There you go. Then you can taper off into that one, right?
That's right. I'll be on the D-cell at that point.
Cakewalk for you, right? You'll be down to 170 pounds, ripped, 4% body fat.
If I'm 170 pounds, I might be able to ride my KX125 instead of the 300. That would be
let's go.
That thing's sweet, by the way. And is it Designing the Mind by Ryan A. Bush?
Yes.
There we go. Doing a little research on podcast, being my own producer all in once. I've done it before. Last question: who is your current or who has been your best mentor, helped you along the way so far?
That's a great question. I would have to – I'm going to give him a shout-out. His name's Cody Klein.
Okay, fair enough. Awesome. Brother of Calvin?
No, he's an executive here at First Form HQ. He's been with Andy – I think he was employee number, like, 5 or something that. Yeah, he's been with the company for, like, 17, almost 18 years at this point. So he's a really, really close mentor of mine, and I give a lot of my past years, some time here, success.
Absolutely. Yeah, the accountability piece that you guys have within your group is something to behold. So, definitely something – that you're benefiting from and continuing to put into to work. Matt, this has been an awesome time chatting with you. Throw down those social medias again so people can follow along and get that inspiration, because dude, I literally posted, and I'm just getting into more posting of the fitness side of things. Obviously I post a lot about moto. I don't post a lot about myself, honestly, at all. Following the lead of yourself, I posted a workout the other day, and I had no less than 5 people who messaged me who were like, you just made me work out. Like, I saw that.
That's it.
And I inspired 5 workouts. Are you kidding me? Just by doing my own and posting, once around the circuit of my mediocre gym garage, our garage gym. Yes. Garage gym.
Yeah,
either way. Yeah. Lay them down for me and then I'll let you go.
No, I appreciate that, man. That's literally how it's done. You know, that's literally how it's done. So I think that's admirable for you and freaking awesome. But guys, I appreciate you guys giving us a listen today, and I appreciate you guys kind of stopping in. But you can give me a follow on IG, Matt Zemetra, MattZemetra. Give you a follow back, kicking in the DMs, and Facebook, same thing. Matthew Zemetra, MattHewZemetra. And I appreciate you guys. I appreciate both of you and inviting me on. And I think it was a killer time, and definitely excited to dive into more. And, if you guys ever need anything, please, I'll help you with a power list. I'll help you set goals up. Anything that you guys need, I'm all ears, and always happy to help in any way I can.
Pleasure's all ours, man. If you're not already following Big MX Radio or my personal account, Brad Gebhardt 88 on Instagram, I highly recommend you do. Every once in a while, I'm funny. Every once in a while, I'm informative. And every once in a while, you find out something about motocross that you probably didn't even have to know. If you're not already following Hoppo Hoppo on Instagram, you need to go ahead and do so, because he's going to lead. He's going to follow both myself and Matt by posting a whole lot more and letting us put a little peek into the world that is Hoppo Hoppo. Unless he's at Pro Circuit. I don't think that's not camera friendly. But Hoppo, this has been awesome. Thanks for making some time for us today.
No, thank you very much. Been a great afternoon.
All right. Well, that's it for everybody else. Keep crushing it, no matter what your goals are. I hope that you reach them. Write them down, backward engineer it so that you know what you need to do, and then take those actionable steps every single day in order to move yourself forward to where you need to be. This has been another episode of The Racer's Mindset.